Exclusive: Jody Isay, Trump, Freedom Caucus Fighting for Millions of Forgotten Men in Washington. By Sean Moran on June 19, 2019. Representative Jody Isay, RGA, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Wednesday that President Donald Trump and the Freedom Caucus continue to fight for the millions of forgotten men and women in Washington, D.C. Rep. Isay spoke with Breitbart News on the heels of President Trump's 2020 presidential campaign announcement in Orlando, Florida. During the rally, both Trump and Vice President Mike Pence described Trump's campaign as part of a greater movement for the average working man and woman. It turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you, Trump said. A great movement. It's a movement made up of hard-working patriots who love their country, love their flag, love their children, and who believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first, Trump added. Isay told Breitbart News that Trump and the House Freedom Caucus serve as part of a greater movement to give voice to millions of Americans who are represented in Washington, D.C. Congressman Isay explained, "I see that as my job. Part of my job, as well as those of us in the Freedom Caucus, because we are the voice for millions of Americans who lost their voice in Washington. And I think that is basically what the president has campaigned on. And that's what he's done and that he will continue doing in the future." The Georgia conservative explained that Trump has been chipping away at the swamp that is here. Everything from the appointment of judges, to transforming our tax system, to moving the embassy in Jerusalem. "I think Democrats cannot stand that. He is doing what he said he would do." Rep. Isay said that immigration, health care, and spending will serve as three of the larger issues in the upcoming 2020 election. "No question, immigration is going to play a huge role in this upcoming election. And right alongside that, healthcare obviously is a big deal. But I also think spending and the deficit is one of those issues that I'm seeing the president committing to hitting head on," he said. Congressman Isay and other House conservatives continued to fight for increased border security funding by passing President Trump's requested $4.5 billion in border security and humanitarian relief to address the migrant crisis at the border. Facing the increasing number of migrants at the border, more Democrats have admitted that there is an illegal immigration crisis. Isay said they cannot ignore the border crisis any longer. Congressman Isay also said that the federal government either needs to redesignate large technology companies such as Google, Twitter, and Facebook as publishers, or use antitrust to address the censorship of conservatives as well as their dominance in the technology markets. Isay said that everything is on the table with respect to addressing big tech censorship. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.